This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes, and we're going to start it off. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, our Odyssey NFL insider, and he was there in Metairie and feeling that cool breeze of South Louisiana, Brian Baldinger. Brian, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, Bobby. Good to join you guys, man. It was a little bit of a cool breeze while they scrimmaged yesterday. It did get quite a bit hotter afterwards. I stuck around for a while, but it wasn't bad during the scrimmage yesterday.
Now, go ahead, Mike.
Baldy, one of the things I'll ask you, and then I'll throw it to Bob, is I know you do a lot of work kind of breaking down guys as they come out of college. And you got to see him yesterday, Kelvin Banks Jr., and your impressions of him, first of all, coming into the draft, and after you've seen him, because we all know how important it is, can you handle your guy on obvious third down situations, if it's as a pass protector, also as a run blocker? But I'll get your thoughts on Saints first-round pick Kelvin Banks Jr.
Well, they plugged him. They plugged him right in at left tackle, you know, just like he did when he came out of Humble, Texas, you know, a suburb of Houston there, and went to University of Texas and started day one. I mean, they're plugging him right in at left tackle right now. It's a big position of need since they moved Fuago over to right tackle, and he was going up in large part in that scrimmage that Kellen Moore was talking about. He went in large part against Chase Young for most of the day. And he had some success out there yesterday. Some people thought maybe he's a guard. I think he's a tackle. And I thought he looked good. It was a lot of plays out there run yesterday. 126 plays, like Kellen said, would assimilate a game. And I thought he stood pretty tall in there yesterday.
Yeah, Baldy, he was standing tall, but Chase Young, I think, would give him the business early in the season. Now, how he progresses, I have high expectations for Chase Young, not only to get quarterback hurries or quarterback pressures, but possibly we need that from the Saints to finish the deal and get those double-digit sacks. But I think that's good for him, because going against a guy like Chase Young, and he looks like Tarzan. I mean, he is yoked. You don't want him playing like Jane. You want him to almost overperform. You look at Trey Henderson with the Bengals, and he was once in a Saints uniform. But Chase Young's the sky to limit. early in the season, I would give Chase Young the advantage for sure. Now, but that's good for him, how you develop as a tackle, because you need to go against stiff competition.
No, it's good. It's good for him. You know, I mean, Chase had a pretty good day out there yesterday. He looks like he's in great shape. And, you know, for Chase, if he wants to – I mean, he was once the second pick of the draft, and, you know, he actually lived up to that. He's made a bunch of different stops in this business right now. But, you know, this is a great opportunity for him. They've kind of – you know, he's earned that position. Now let's see him go out there, you know, in this new defense that Brandon Staley's running. I want to see him play well and win some one-on-ones and start affecting the quarterback like he once did in Washington a few years ago.
Now, Baldy, when you look at it and you're going all around the league and y'all do a great job with NFL Network and all that, but when you look at 126 plays run from scrimmage, I know the measuring stick is always like 65 plays from scrimmage that can be over or under there, but that's like two games in one.
Yep.
When you look at that, a majority of them were passes. So, you know, you want to see what the quarterbacks could do. But the way I look at it, I usually look at the glass half full. But all I know is 126 plays, and you look like Shuck. I mean, he opened practice hot as could be, completing each of his eight passes on a touchdown drive. But that was the only touchdown drive on the day by the offense. Now we had two, maybe three. I'd be more optimistic. But I said, all I know is our defense better be kicking butt. Now, you know, they're over and under 5.5 wins and where we're at. But I don't know. It just seems like, and you might say early in camp and all, the defense always has the edge over the offense. But you're running that many plays and you only have one offensive touchdown, that's not good.
Well, they kicked a lot of field goals. They did move the ball,
You
know, but they threw a couple red zone. They threw a couple red zone interceptions, Bobby, which you never want. They did. I stood behind, you know, the offense with Kellen and Scott Linehan and Doug Neusemeyer for much of the day, and the ball did come out of both Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler's hands. It did come out pretty good, you know, with some location and with timing. Some of the things that you're looking to do. And so there was periods where they looked pretty good. But I have never seen an intra-squad scrimmage with that many plays before. I mean, I just had now Kool-Aid had himself a nice interception. And, you know, they took the ball away at times. But I just thought overall it was a good day of work. Nobody was griping. Nobody was bitching Bobby. They all kind of were buying in. And like Kellen said, like, he's just calling plays. There's no script, you know. And so everybody had to kind of react. I was very interested in the offensive line and watching them work together, Trevor Penning at left guard and Caesar at right guard. And I was interested in seeing just how they would perform. And because I think it's going to be the strength of this football team, you know, pretty quickly in this season.
You know, Baldy, along those lines, they better be because that's where you've invested your draft picks. It's really a first-round draft pick offensive line. And you know who has gotten better? And I'm telling you, we need this. And I never worried about McCoy at center. I think he's amongst the better centers, top five for sure in the NFL. But Caesar Reese, to me, has gotten better as a pass protector. And I think that's going to bode well. I think Trevor Penning at left guard, I think he's going to play with more confidence. We know he can come off the ball and maul people. But your take on Caesar Ruiz, because I think, you know, when you're a first-round draft pick, much is given, much is required, you know, high expectations. But I thought he's gotten better as a pass blocker.
Well, I'm a big fan of Caesar. I've known him a long time. He's from Camden, New Jersey, and we work out together in the offseason some years. You know, he had a battle through that foot injury of his from 2 years ago. But he looks bigger to me, Bobby. He looks bigger, and he looks more physical right now. He's always been super smart. He's a guy that's not going to blow any fuses. He's not going to blow assignments. You know, and mentally, he's going to be really plugged in. He's a very bright guy, very well-spoken. But he looks bigger. And so maybe what you're saying is, you know, pass protection-wise, I think he's more equipped right now to handle some of the better pass rushers inside because of his increased size and strength.
Now, Baldy, when you look at, like, there's always dark horses and ever a training camp, And they could be a veteran. They could be a five-year veteran. They could be 2 or 3 years. They could be 10 years. And I'm just looking at, you know, a different scheme. You look at Coach Staley and what they're going to do now. And to me, guys who have flashed, and now you got to see what they could do in the last preseason game in week one when they play the Chargers come Sunday afternoon. But like Jonah Williams, okay, I'm looking at him from Weber State. They got him free agent from the Lions. I'm looking at Jonathan Bullard, now a 10-year veteran out of Florida. You could see him putting pressure. And then Chris Rupp. I mean, looking at him, 5-year guy out of Duke, and you just look at, oh, that would have been a sack, or, you know, they don't take the quarterback to the ground, but they'd had an opportunity. What do you think of those veterans contributing that I mentioned, those three guys? And then one guy that has flashed is the rookie from Wake Forest, Jasheen Davis. Now you have to look at who he's going against. Well, Bobby, he's beating guys that aren't even going to be playing on Sunday. But those are guys that caught my attention and you end up taking notes on.
Well, I mean, you know, like, for example, Chris Rumpf, I know him pretty good. Like Brandon Staley had him with the Chargers. I don't think he's ever been given a great opportunity to go just take a job. But you have to look at a guy, to me, a guy like, you know, Devon Godchow, you know, that's been right in New England. He's an LSU kid. Like, he's a big, wide body inside. I feel like they've got a lot of depth on the defensive front right now. They're going to be very multiple. Nathan Shepherd has played well in a couple different spots. Like, I feel like some of these guys inside, Colin Saunders has been with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, you know, these guys have played good football for good defenses. And so I do feel like they've got some depth there that they can rotate these guys in. And I feel like it's going to benefit them over the course of a long season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baldy, one of the things last year, we talked so much about the injuries up front along the offensive line. And, man, listen, you can say next man up, but the next man ain't as good as some of the guys they were losing, especially with a guy like Eric McCoy. But in losing your top two receivers in Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, I don't care who's starting at quarterback, if it's Spencer Rattler or if it's Tyler Shuck, a big key to this season is to have those two guys healthy to give you that vertical threat, which they really Marquez Scanley, he gave you a little bit of it as a deep catcher last year. But to have those two guys back, I think, is key offensively for this team.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I mean, he can run by anybody. He did yesterday, caught a little out route and then turned it up and, was taking it to the house. Nobody's going to catch him from behind. Like, I'm a big fan of Shaheed and what he's been able to do, the big plays that he has turned in and, when he's been healthy. And, Olave played 8 games last year. Like, they need him to be really, really good. Bringing Brandon Cooks back, I don't disagree with it. Like, they've got speed at that position. And so now it's a question of, can they get the ball down the field to get the explosive plays right now?
And Baldy, along those lines with the receiver, there was 2 or 3 incidents. You can't do it every now and then. If you had 4 opportunities, say, for a contested catch, you can't get 1 out of 4. You might think it's not a big difference, but you got to get at least 2, if not 3, out of the 4 to help these young quarterbacks. Okay, if it hits you in the hands, I know the DB's right there, and it's hard. But to me, that's the separation. You're trying to make the team to impress the coaches and all and have confidence from the quarterbacks. Make those contested catches. I mean, that is critical no matter what team in the NFL when you see that. Because a lot of times, like you always say, like throw a receiver open. I remember like Drew Brees highlights with Jimmy Graham. That there's no way that Jimmy Graham was open. Drew Brees threw him open, but then he came down with the ball. I mean, that's a lot of times fans don't understand that he can't get open, whatever, that was a tough catch. Well, hell, you got to make the tough catch. You got to make those contested catches. That's how you win games and move the sticks.
There's no doubt. I mean, I saw Juwan Johnson drop one right in his hands yesterday. I mean, he's got to catch that ball. And so the tight end, there's no question, that given the opportunity, you got to make those plays. And, I lost track of how many different guys caught touchdown passes from Drew Brees, over the course of his career.
Right.
I mean, it was in the 70s, guys that you never heard of and never caught another touchdown pass after Drew was done, or if they moved on. So there is there's a lot of that to it. The quarterback has got to give you an opportunity, but at the end of the day, you got to come up and do your part too. The quarterback can give you the opportunity, but it really is up to the players. They want to earn a spot on this team. That's what you got to do in this business right now.
Now, Baldy, looking at the young guys, look at the rookies and how they're going to contribute. You always want those diamonds in the rough, whether like a Marcus Colston, 7th round. Remember Zach Streif, who's now coaching with Sean Payton and the Broncos. But, boy, playing with a lot of confidence and he's getting it done, and that bodes well for the Saints in the future and provide depth right now is Danny Stutzman. To me, that's a hit, a 4th-round pick. I mean, a draft pick. Now, 4th round, have we had a lot of success? No, but I remember the impact Chauncey Gardner-Johnson had in 2019. We drafted him in the 4th round.
Yep.
So you look at like a Danny Stutzman. I think he's playing with a lot of swagger, confidence. Also drafted in the 4th round, Quincy Riley, the cornerback out of Louisville. He's had a couple of interceptions. Now they're both against Spencer Rattler. So those are just 2 young guys that it seems like they look like they belong, and they're just not trying to make the team.
I think you're totally right, Bobby. Stunson, we came out of Oklahoma, and I talked to DeMario Davis about him yesterday. And, Pete Warner has, been in that position. A lot of guys have been in that position next to DeMario over 8 years since he's been here. But he's a guy that he singled out. Like, I don't think it's far-fetched that he could win that other job. I'm not saying Pete's not going to get it.
Right.
And he's not the guy. But I think Danny's going to push him. Like, he just looks like, you talk about the swag, and the swagger's real. Like, I feel like that's a guy that could step in and upgrade this defensive front. I think Justin Reed, coming in from Kansas City, is a guy that has done a lot of great things in that defense in Kansas City since he left Houston. It was a great signing. Now, obviously with Tyrann Mathieu retiring, there's a big opening there at safety right now. I think he can help fill that. But, yeah, I think Stutzman's a guy that I think you can look at. And, look, I think there's still a corner short. I mean, I saw Isaac Yiadom start yesterday. But it's not to say that Quincy Riley can't go out there and challenge him, because I think we feel pretty good about Kool-Aid at one corner.
Right.
I think we feel pretty good, about Alante in the slot, where he's been really good. But I feel like the other corner, there's an opening there for somebody to step up and take that job.
Baldy, one of the guys that I know they're really counting on up front along the defensive line is Brian Brisset. And we saw the flashes of him, certainly as a pass rusher. Now, the way he's built, he's sort of real tall cut. So he's got to learn how to play a little bit lower, get a little bit better leverage when he's playing the run. But they are really counting on him because he's a unique guy for a 300-pound guy, the way he can get up the field and be disruptive.
Well, look, I mean, he was a first-round pick for a reason. And, you know, he really has not delivered yet. Not to say that he can't. Maybe, you know, Brandon Staley can unlock something in him to become a better force inside. They're going to be pretty multiple in 3-4 looks and, you know, 4-3 looks. They're going to be pretty multiple. It's going to give him an opportunity. But ultimately, you know, he's a three-technique defensive tackle, all right, that needs to affect the quarterback more than he has. And, you know, look, you know, I don't think that they have been very good at drafting on the defensive line, Peyton Turner and, you know, just the guys that have come through here.
Davenport and Baldy, look, Davenport, he was hell when he was well, but he was never well. I mean, they heard the Vikings and Lions, they're paying him like $10 million because based on his potential, but he's always hurt. I mean, Peyton Turner, Davenport, I mean, it was like, come on, dude, come on.
I know. Look, Bobby, look, I mean, you draft these guys, you're not going to hit on every one of them, but, you know, they've missed it a lot, and I don't know if Brzee is going to be in that category or not yet, but, you know, when you hit on those guys, your defense is a lot better. You affect the quarterback. It's the foundation to your team. And so, you know, it's been a revolving door there. I mean, obviously, they let the wrong guy go in Trey Hendrickson. That was a guy that they should have kept. Granderson has been good, you know, especially considering where he's been drafted. But honestly, you know, they missed on not keeping, you know, Trey, where he could have been a big answer to what they're trying to do. They've been trying to replace him, and they haven't done it.
Well, we didn't keep Zach Bond. We didn't keep Caden Ellis. I don't know. He's pretty good with Atlanta. And then Zach Bond, he was, defensive player of the year. So I don't know the scouting department getting the right players, but the coach has got to give him that opportunity then obviously take advantage of that. So
there's no doubt. No question. Zach Bond easily could have been the defensive player of the year last year, what he did in Philadelphia. He was amazing.
Brian, thanks so much for joining us. Do a great job. And so much enjoy when you guys go from place to place. You do a super job breaking down all 32 teams.
All right, Baldy.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Bobby. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All righty. Brian Baldinger does a great job on the NFL Network. And, Bob, I love when he breaks down the film like the night before and they'll play it. Greg Cosell's part of that also. Man, they do a super job just being so technical on what teams do really well and what they don't do really well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.